Welcome to the Engaging People Powering Companies podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk to you about the value of work. Now, for many people, the nights are drawing in, the weather's getting colder, and no doubt, well, the weather will get worse as we go into the winter months. And many people could be forgiven for thinking, on a Monday morning, I don't really want to go to work. If you happen to be working from home, it might be less obvious. But I still believe there are many people sat there with their head in their hands on a Sunday night thinking, I don't really want to go to work tomorrow. Now, at this point, I would normally talk about leaders and managers and the crucial role they play in the emotions that people experience, such as, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. But I'm not talking about that today. Today, I want to talk to you about the work itself. This all stemmed, and I'll share this with you openly, this all stemmed from something I was watching over the weekend. I was watching a YouTube video of somebody who'd had a near-death experience and how it fundamentally changed the way she interacted with and saw her space or place in the world around her. And she found herself so much more compassionate towards people. She found herself questioning her purpose in life. What was she here to really do? Are we just here to create wealth and get as much money as we can to feed our families? What are we here for? And in this video, she made it her mission that she survived this catastrophic event that she'd gone through. And so she was going to make it count. Now, you might think she might have gone off and become a Buddhist, a monk, or you know, given away everything that she earned. She didn't. She carried on working, I think it was a grocery store where she worked, but she changed the way she interacted and saw what work meant to her. Prior to this event, work would have meant what it would have meant to anybody else, a means to an end. But this time she had decided she was going to use her work as a conduit to touch many, many more people in her life and to improve their lives in any way she could. Now, this really, I guess it impacted on me quite fundamentally. It made me walk away and question myself, what are we trying to do, all of us? What are we trying to do at work? You know, you often hear people saying, or tragic events where people have been told they've only got a few months to live, they don't continue working. They do what they always wanted to do. But I do want to go back and look at what we think about work and the value we place of work. Now, what if, and just bear with me here, but what if we used work as an avenue to touch the lives of so many other people? We had an opportunity through our work to make a positive difference to the lives of everybody else around us. Wouldn't that be amazing? And yet, funny enough, we do, for many of us. Rarely do any of us work in isolation to anybody else at work. We have the ability to interact with and therefore to positively impact on the lives of those people around us. I came across a really nice quote. This was by Christopher Moore. And the quote is, "The value of the work we do is the value we give to it." I don't believe many of us give our work as much value as we could. And value as in, what value is this adding to life? We don't think of it as adding any value. But the value of the work we do is the value we give to it. That person who had that near-death experience changed completely the value of her work. Every single one of us has the ability to reframe the way we see our work. And this is not positive psychobabble in a psychology. I'm genuinely thinking about how we could view our work. We can't change everybody's life. We will come across some leaders and managers who are going through tough times themselves. They only know one way to lead, and it's probably not the best way. And rather than responding negatively to that, What if our whole purpose was to be the most compassionate and kind people we could be? That through our work, we happen to spread kindness and compassion to fellow human beings. You might do it through engineering. Somebody else might do it through working in a factory. Somebody else might be working in an office. But either way, we come to work to earn a living. But that's almost secondary. What if we saw the primary function as being the ability to touch people's lives? Another quote I came across, this was by Theodore Roosevelt. And the quote was, "Far and away, the best prize that life offers is the chance to work hard at work worth doing." Now, again, many of us don't ever consider or think about, is our work worth doing? It's a means to an end. Now, that's partly upon organizations and leaders and managers to engage us. But as human beings, think about it. There are times when we've had amazing moments in our work because of the interaction we've had with other people. So how can we really make work something of value for us? Imagine the joy we'd get out of work, the pleasure we get out of work, knowing the value and the impact we have on other people. Often we don't realize the value we've had ourselves. We don't see the impact we've had. We're waiting for someone else to recognize our achievements. But I really do want to prick our conscience to turn around and say, what if the next interaction I have with somebody, I'm going to go out of my way to make it a positive one for them? And then the next one, and the next one. And I do wonder whether, a bit like the concept of paying it forward, it's contagious. It's a bit like when you let somebody in when you're driving a car. You'll find that they often let somebody else in too. That compassion spreads. It's contagious. And, you know, emotions are contagious too. When you walk into a room and you hear or you can feel the cold iciness of somebody, but you could also feel the warmth of somebody. We're all struggling and we're all going through our own internal battles. But just imagine if you could now look at your work as a conduit, not to, you know, you produce widgets, but the people around you. Imagine if we had a chance to make a difference to those people around us. The ordinary people, the hardworking people who, are, like us, are coming to work to do the best they can, to earn an honest living. But in the process, we happen to make work something that is truly valued because of the impact we have on other people through it. So I just wanted to leave that with you, really. It's a thought that I had. Often I go into these deep moments of contemplation, questioning, what are we all trying to achieve? Is this drive just for the greatest wealth at any expense? Doesn't matter about climate change or anything else. Or is this more about work just happens to be an avenue through which I can live my purpose, which is to improve the lives of everybody around me. Strangers, friends, loved ones, it doesn't matter. But every single person I come across, what if my objective is to improve their life? And in turn, I guess mine will be better too, knowing the joy I've brought to somebody else. So rather than sitting there on a Sunday night or Monday morning thinking, I don't really want to go to work, imagine if work was something where you thought, wow, I wonder what difference I'm going to make today to somebody's life. Anyway, that's all for me today. I just wanted to leave that with you. That quote by Christopher Moore, "The value of the work we do is the value we give it." The value we give to our work. Join me again next time for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from Engaging People, Powering Companies podcast by And Evolve. See you soon. Take care.